So you came into the Denton campaign, anti-fracking campaign, with credentials already in place.
Somewhat.
Okay. Let's go back further than that. Tell us how you got in real estate to begin with. Are you a native Dentonite or?
I am not. I grew up in Fort Worth. I was born in Duncan, Oklahoma, home of Halliburton.
Ironically.
The origin of Halliburton. My father was employed by Halliburton when I was a small child in that location. Now, he did leave there, Halliburton, when we moved to Texas for his education prospects. And of course, then I received all my schooling in Fort Worth schools.
Okay. And what got you interested in real estate to begin with? Did you do other things before that?
Oh, yes. Okay. I was in public relations and investor relations with publicly traded companies, created publications, did all the media relations, and with the publicly traded companies, all the financial disclosures, and all that's required with that. So I had a good knowledge of regulatory issues and a lot about disclosure. Because my husband was associated with universities exclusively, we moved all over the country at different times, and we bought and sold a great deal of real estate. And it was just learning by this experience of buying and selling that I took an interest in real estate. I love houses. I don't care the style or when or how they were built, so much as I just like especially unique houses. So it tends toward historic, but and farm and ranch, I just love it. And I always wanted to get into it. But throughout most of my adult life with my husband, we were constantly on the move. Or not constantly, but we moved a lot. We had bought and sold 13 houses together before he passed. So one day I found myself between jobs, and we were living in Denton and had for a 3 or 4 years as he was at the University of North Texas. And he said, "Honey, don't take this the wrong way, but you've always wanted to do real estate." I was trying to figure out what I was going to do with the rest of my life and have the opportunity to have the time to think about it. And he said, "Don't take it the wrong way, but you're no spring chicken. So if you're going to want to do real estate, then you better get on it." And
He didn't teach diplomacy at UNT.
He didn't. Okay. He didn't spare words. Yeah, he was quite the humorist, actually. So that's what I did. I went down to my local Century 21 office and I said, "Here I am." And they go, "Do you have a license?" I said, "No, but give me a couple months."